Hello, you're listening to the Red Devils podcast, and I'm your host, Eliza. Today, we will be talking about loyalty. Everyone may think that loyalty is clear and easy to spot, but I believe that loyalty can be disguised and unexpected. Lately, I have been researching a few books that I have read, and I have managed to relate two situations back to my point. First, I would like to quote our guest when she said, "My back, oath, other side, oh my back, be shrew by heart for sending me about to catch my death with jaunting up and down." First, I would like to welcome Nurse onto the show. Welcome, Nurse.
Yay!
Great. My first question for you today is, what does loyalty mean to you? How would you describe it? To me, loyalty is staying with the person you started with and helping them when they need you the most. For me, the Capulets are like family, and I would always put their best interests at heart to try and help them out all the time. Excellent. Now tell me, when you found out that Juliet was in love with Romeo, how did you feel?
I felt like she betrayed the family, and I was disappointed in her. But also, I admired her for what she did, because it's not easy for someone to love the enemy.
Nice. And finally, why didn't you turn Juliet into her parents after you found out?
Well, to be honest, I felt like she actually liked him, and she wasn't just seeing him to get back at her parents. I wanted to give her a chance with him and see where it would go.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us today. Next, I want to talk to you about how Atticus Finch is an inspiration to me. He was given a case that made him defend a black man, Tom Robinson, who was being accused of raping a white woman. He stuck by Tom Robinson when it was unlikely for him to win because of racism. Due to the circumstances that Atticus was in, he went against the odds and fought for Tom's right, even though he was guaranteed to lose the case. In the end, Atticus did lose, but he also won in a way too. The majority of the town respected him for what he did and how he always held his head up high during hard times. Atticus once explained his reasoning for accepting the unwinnable case, saying, "The main one is, if I didn't, I couldn't hold my head up in town. I couldn't." I understand where he is coming from, because I would have wanted to know that I tried even though I didn't succeed. Like when I tried out for a field hockey team and I didn't get in. In conclusion, I think that people may go against what is expected. Although the world is a hard place, you can find some people who are very generous and like to stay anonymous. And that finishes our podcast for this week. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Red Devils podcast. Stay tuned for another one soon. Goodbye.